I'm Brendan Zerbe, and welcome to the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics each week in fitness, nutrition, sleep, cognition, finance, and minimalism to help you become healthier and happier. This week, I'm covering three minimalist perspectives on purchases. Let's get into it. I was out with a coworker the other week when she asked me which Jeep rims I liked better. It just so happens that two identical white Jeeps were parked next to each other, with the only difference being their silver or black rims. And my response was, I guess the black are cooler because the silver ones are stock. And afterwards I thought about how stupid that answer is. Like, if I knew the black rims were stock and the silver were extra, then I'd think the silver were cooler? Like, what even is cool and how am I determining that? And this reminded me of a dilemma I once had when I was buying my Chevy Malibu. At the time, I had spent weeks pondering whether I should pay an extra $3,000 for the upgraded, cooler-looking rims. In my head, I knew I was going to keep this car for 5 to 10 years, so having ones I liked made sense. But after weeks pondering something so meaningless, I decided to stick with the stock rims. And 5 years later, I've never once wished I'd spent extra money for those upgraded rims. No one would have noticed, not even me. And they would have served no functional purpose, but would have cost me multiple weeks worth of wages. But it's purchasing decisions like these where I've found a minimalistic perspective to be particularly useful. When is it worth buying something and paying extra for added features? What is cool, and will I still think it's cool tomorrow? And what frameworks do I use to make purchasing decisions? Well, today, I'm going to detail three minimalist perspectives I use to make purchases I don't regret. First, function above all else. Whatever it is I'm buying, I always ask myself, what is its function? What is it doing for me? What problem is it solving? How sure am I that it will solve the problem? Do I not have something that already solves the problem? Will this solution cause other problems? Is this problem even worth solving? Honestly, I ask myself so many questions about how things are going to function that this process alone makes many things not worth buying. I often spend weeks making sure my answers are consistent and that I'm sure a purchase will provide added value and functionality. Now, do I go through this process with everything I buy, like with strawberries? Yes, absolutely. It often takes me 2 weeks before I decide which strawberries to buy until they've rotted and are no longer worth buying. That's how this works. No, I'm just kidding, but this process is more rigorous with larger purchases and less rigorous with smaller purchases. But the framework is the same. I prioritize function and I want something that serves a purpose. So for example, if I get a free t-shirt, then I ask myself if I'll ever wear it. And the reality is, it likely won't make it into my regular weekly t-shirt lineup. It'll remain unused and take up drawer space, so in this case, I always pass on free t-shirts. Another example was when I seriously considered buying a jet ski. I mean, everyone on a jet ski is happy, but the reality for me is that a jet ski would bring a few hours of excitement while in use, but would require a trailer to tow, docking to park, space for winter storage, and gas for weekly usage. And at the end of the day, the jet ski's function isn't worth the added costs for me. Second, I don't even know what cool is. How many times have you seen a purse or sunglasses or an object where you had no clue how expensive it was by looking at it? It's like if someone has an expensive Rolex, I wouldn't even be able to tell by looking at it that it was a real Rolex or a knockoff from a thrift shop. Honestly, I probably even wouldn't even know if the watch was broken or working because I'm not going to look at the face to see if the time is right and the hands are moving. And if you have a Rolex, does it even matter if it works? Or is it just a status symbol? I don't know. It's times like these when I can't even tell if things are cool or not, where I'm just like, what's the point? Another example, diamonds. I don't think it's possible to tell if a diamond is a lab-grown or organically created one without a microscope. It looks and functions the same. So why pay extra for something that no one will know the price difference between and it behaves the same way? I'm sorry, future wife, but you're not getting a real diamond. We'll go with the cool new lab-grown specimen. Or is it cool? I don't know. What's cool to me may not be cool to you, and it may not even be cool to me tomorrow. I don't even know what cool is, so I try not to pay for it. But sometimes I fail and pay a little extra for a red car, because it's cool. And third, quality over quantity. For the most part, I value quality over quantity. Sure, there's a higher upfront cost, but many items can pay for themselves over their lifespan. And I recently used this perspective when buying a chair for my office space. Traditionally, my family has bought chairs from Staples for like $150, and they tend to last about 2 years before they fall apart. So this time, I decided to make a purchase much larger, a $600 investment into an office chair. And yeah, that's a lot. Not very minimalistic, some would say. But the truth is, it has a 12-year warranty, making it cheaper per year to own than the Staples chair. I also don't have to spend time every 2 years going through the buying process again, allowing me to bypass the 1,500 functional questions I ask for every purchase. And it has more ergonomic features, providing a more healthy and comfortable sitting experience. So I'd say this is a good example where quality is much more valuable than quantity to me. So here are my final thoughts. It can be easy to buy every cool knickknack we see or make snap decisions on products that we think will improve our lives. But over time, these objects become clutter, take up space, and become more trouble than they're worth. So to prevent this, I use three minimalistic perspectives when making purchases. First, I prioritize functionality and make sure I consider all aspects of an item. Second, I try not to pay extra for cool because it's so subjective and my opinion of cool today could easily be different tomorrow. And third, I value quality over quantity because it reduces the number of purchasing decisions I make and the long-term value is usually worth it. These three perspectives have allowed me to live a more clutter-free and less wasteful life. A life that I believe is healthier and happier. Thanks for joining me on the My Health Sciences Weekly podcast, where I bring you topics to improve your health and happiness through sustainable, evidence-based, healthy habit change. If you'd like to receive weekly updates on the three most important things I've read, watched, and listened to within the past week, sign up for the My Health Sciences Weekly newsletter. Those on this list will never miss any of the latest and the most important information I share about health and happiness. And if you're interested in taking the next step in your journey to health and happiness, check out My Health Sciences Plus. This monthly program provides you with the exact recipes, meal plans, workouts, and exercise programs I use to get and stay in the best shape of my life. Thanks again, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.